Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrew Acerbi, Fred Film Radio from the 75th Venice Film Festival in the market side of it. And we keep on meeting the Italian film commissions to introduce them to the world, to the production world. And today I'm here with Nevina Satta of Sardegna Film Commission. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Well, good morning, actually.
Hi, Nevina. Thank you for having us.
Well, the reason of this talks is to be to create a window of visibility for film commissions to the international film industry. So, Nevina, can you tell us something about the activities of film commission in Sardinia?
Well, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to be here. This year has been a magical combination of the stabilization of productions that come to our territory. It's an island that is very inclined to welcome European co-productions, and I can say that we've been stabilizing the relationship between the Sardinian talents and the European producers. At the same time, it has been, and everybody laughs about it, but for us was a gigantic shift at the year of George Clooney with these TV series for Paramount TV.
Everybody was talking about that.
I know, and he also had an accident, which was not fun, but luckily 3 days before the shoot was closed. So having him here there for 9 weeks was, of course, a game changer. On one hand, it's a gigantic co-production. You know, it's a Paramount TV, his first TV series. The novel is for which the TV series is an adaptation for. It's a Catch-22, a gigantic story, very, very political at the moment. And that was a game changer, mostly because it gave us the opportunity to test our professionals and the below-the-line locals that had to be involved in the set. I'll give you just a very brief story. The day I arrived to make an inspection before the big firework day, there was a gigantic explosion that had to be set up. So I arrive and nobody's there, but the firemen that came from all over Sardinia, and they were the typical gangs that do organize for the local religious events, things, and they were like, oh my gosh, we're doing a thing with George Clooney. That was like a complete different set. And this is, and of course the catering service was like, well, today is very calm because yesterday we had to do like 964 meals and packet lunch, and that was unprecedented. You know, if you're in California, this is ordinary and it's your daily routine, but if you're in Sardinia, where,
or in Europe anywhere,
or,
because,
yeah,
you know, we don't have that kind of crews here.
But it's good because it's happening, and we have succeeded in having this financial support that is giving the idea that Sardinia is not so expensive as originally everybody perceived us. It's different when you come on vacation and then you have to fight for the planes, and but for the possibility that now the film sets are generating, we are really building strong alliances with the companies that are both the flights and the boats, and of course we insist very dramatically on our green choice, which is a little bit what has become the trademark of our identity. It's an island that has I can say almost all the possible locations, from deserts to lakes, and I always say there are more regions in Italy where you can shoot castles, but definitely there are nowhere else nuraghis, as in our
that's pretty true.
At the same time, I think it's becoming more visible that there is the desire and now the capacity of welcoming international crews, and the incentives we're given are connected to the green policy that we stabilized a couple of years ago by giving incentives also if you decide to make your set eco-sustainable. This is very obvious, you know, in an island like that, you know, it's very dramatic when you see even the minimum violation of waste management becomes a kind of a screaming situation where you really don't want to sort of contaminate in the wrong sense.
And then it stays visible, so you cannot hide it, you cannot walk away.
Exactly, and at the same time, it's also a possibility to create interesting financial alliances with the green economy, which is a growing sector everywhere, and So we were able also to involve bioarchitects and designers to think.
Because you're working on this green thing since pretty a long time.
My gosh, it was not 2014 when we started, and everybody was laughing at us. They're like, "What, you guys are really weird. You just came up in the picture and you want to go green."
So you come from an island, you want to, which is already weird.
Yeah, we speak Sardo.
You speak Sardi, and then you want the green thing. Come on.
It was really, on one hand, I I think, you know, it's a little, well, first of all, it was great because we got great partners in Europe. So we started dealing with this issue of making it eco-sustainable with the, you know, the best partner from Hamburg, from France. You know, EcoProd is a gigantic green protocol. And we've been discussing in the years how much this can become a possibility for us to really join the big boys club of those that have a responsibility towards the planet, yeah, which should be everyone. So you're like, okay, I'm in the right row.
Yeah, but you know, at least you can, you demonstrated that it's possible to do it. You know?
Yeah,
it's not that difficult.
You know, honestly, there in our industry, there is so much fear about spending more money, about getting the wrong path. But as a matter of fact, we proved it to be more sustainable financially. It's fantastic for your relationship with the community because they feel not only respected, but they feel that you're really trying to join their family clan. And you know, it's very easy for us to welcome productions because Sardinia is a tourist destination that everybody dreams of. But the level we are investing now is in training. We need more professionals, more at the speed of our business. And we also want more talents to travel outbound. You know, I really want this to be a flux of talents that go and productions that come.
Well, yeah, first you have to acknowledge the talents you have, and then they will be sent out.
Yeah, and it has been a great year also because we've been partnering with the Sardinian Theatre and they won these gigantic prizes worldwide for Macbeth, which is a proud Sardinian version of Macbeth. And you know, when you see that they're completely sold out for weeks in Argentina or in Japan, that is a great deal. Yeah. And the actors are actually part of the treasure that we bring to festivals. We really want to even test more our industry. We need to have this business, like the Northern European countries have understood. It has to be more flexible, and people really have to shift constantly, not only languages, but also strategies of promotion of their talents worldwide. And I think we're working on that pretty well, and it's a work that you do when you're really feeling part of a system. Mm-hmm. There are many institutions that are finally understanding and speaking our code locally, and that was not an easy task.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, but it's good because they understand that, and that I think is the biggest challenge for us. It's really the purpose of a public institution like us. You know, we're a non-profit regional organization, so if we don't work for everybody's good, why are we there even for?
What's the point?
You know?
Yeah. Listen, when you work on productions such as the one of George Clooney's, which was like huge and enormous, which kind of help can Film Commission provide? I mean, to him and to any kind of any other production that want to shoot in your territory?
Well, in that case, it was very clear and straightforward. It was a very strong location research, and we did location scouting with the line producer from Italy, that is Enzo Sisti. He knows us. We've been trying to bring big blockbuster films to Sardinia from years, and the second level is, of course, they don't really need our incentives, but the incentives for the regions are a clear signal to the producers to say, we really want you here. We're doing our best. We don't have big budget, but we are trying our best to reduce as much as possible.
And the producer always keeps the money.
Absolutely.
That's offered.
But at the same time, I think little things like, you know, organizing the welcome dinner and for us was the key element for this series was the abandoned airport, the first Olbia airport, which was you know, a very unique location. So giving that as part of the deal for free, that was a big deal because it's a very complex film shoot and they needed discretionality, and Sardinia is very quiet and you know, apart from a few paparazzis chasing Clooney when he was buying cheese on the side of the road from the shepherds, but he actually wanted to make it visible for the sake of this community of shepherds that he met. I mean, apart from these little stories, it has been really quiet. We have not been interfering. They really need discretion. They have such tight schedules, and they don't need to waste time doing junkets. And it's very far from Hollywood for a reason, because they have to be extremely focused, and they have tight schedules. So that is the first thing. Now, of course, as a film commission, what we do is we generally guarantee a very strong producing consultation for country that is not only referring to the locations, but often we organize film tour and educational tour. So that, you know, I love to say to directors and producers, come here when you have just finished a big project and you need to recover. Because Sardinia has this very healing, strong quality. You come there, and where we are, it's really a different relationship with time and oxygen. It gives oxygen to your brain. So the worst thing that can happen, that you come with an idea that then you're going to shoot maybe in Stockholm, but why not? You know what I mean? If we can, this is why I am so convinced that Sardinia has a role to play in the artistic community in the at the European level, because we really are a place where things happen at a different pace, and nature is so organically involved in whatever experience you have there, unless you're coming for a crazy holiday and then you should go somewhere else. No, really, it's a community that really believes in magic, you know. We do, and it's about human relationship, it's about quality of food and wine and the magic of flavor and authenticity. So we want people to have the ability to experience that. And honestly, I'll tell you the truth, we were laughing about this a few years ago. People were like, you're really just thinking too much about this. But then look at the results this year. Berlin competition, only Italian entry was Laura Bispori film. She entirely thought about it and wrote it in Sardinia. It's set in Sardinia, and it was just a gigantic success. And now we're prepping our bags to go to Toronto with the Laura Lucchetti's film, Twin Flower, entirely coming-of-age story, entirely set in Sardinia, with Sardinia non-professionals. And you know,
so the system works.
The system is working,
is
and I think
working.
If we keep it,
working.
Yeah, if we keep it as focused on talking to each project individually and not just offering a sort of a you know, a franchise, that's mm-hmm. not what we are good for. We are not other places where the industry has set up very, you know, sort of models of let's make it a franchise of things. This is not what we are. We take one project at a time, and we take care of it very carefully. And, you know, projects are multiplying. So far this year, we've hosted more than 94 projects, and they are all amazing.
Well, Navina, so you have plenty of stuff to do then.
Yeah, and we hope to...
When you're back.
Yeah,
from
we
from
hope
Venice.
To welcome everybody who wants to see it. Just come and see us in our website, which is sardiniafilmcommission.it. And we are welcome, ready to welcome everybody. And come to our island. We're going to kidnap you for good. And it's going to be a fun
and
experience.
And be released at some
yes,
point.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, at the end of it. Okay, thank you very much to Navina. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.